אנחנו לומדים את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה באות קוף נון היי בעמוד 196 בתוך הספר.
We're reading in Kabbalah for the student on page 630, item 153 from the book Kabbalah for the student, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions will be aired. Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, Kabbalah for the student, page 630, item 153. The main difference between the world of Atzilut to the world of Ak is Tzimtzum Aleph, that in every degree in it, it has 10 complete Sfirot.
Meaning Malchut is there standing in its place. And there's a Zivug on the Malchut, on the desire to receive. Whereby in the Pasufim of Atzilut, there's no true Malchut. Because after the breaking, as the world of Atzilut emerged from the leftovers of the world of Nikudim, it's clear to us that there is a malfunctioning here. There's a problem with a desire that cannot work with all his desires. Rather, we must scrutinize there, and the same desires where we can receive in order to bestow.
And in these ten sefirot, there is only one kli, which is the kli of Malchut.
Is in the world of Adam Kadmon.
But the first nine sefirot are only the lights themselves. However, the Pratzufim of Atzilut, they are the Tzimtzum Bet. In the meaning of, in the Yom Asot Havaya Elokim, Eretz V'Shamayim.
Bina and Malchut.
Which included Rachamim in Din. That the Din, which is Malchut, rose and connected in Bina, which is the degree of Rachamim, and they connected together. That by that, there was a siyum on the upper light in the place of Bina. The Malchut that ends the Guf rose to Bina de Guf, which is Tiferet, at the place of the Chazeh. And the coupling Malchut at the Pe de Rosh rose to the Bina de Rosh, called Nikve Enayin. We're reading on page 631, second paragraph. Thus, the level of the Parzufim diminished into Galgal Ta'inayim, which are Keter Chochmah and Kelim, at the level of Vak without a Rosh, which is Nefesh Ruach in lights. Hence, they are deficient of the Achap de Kelim, which are Bina and Zon, and the lights Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida.
Questions? Everything clear? Great. Fine. Not clear, or it is clear? Oh, good. Okay, go ahead. He reminds me that I explained it prior.
156. It has been explained that by raising Man for the second Dibur, the Parzufim of Atzilut obtained the illumination of Mochin from Absag Deak, which lowers the lower Hay from Nikve Naim back to a place at the pair, as in Tzimtzum Aleph. Thus, they regain the Achab de Kelim and the Neshama Chaya Yechida of lights. Yet, this helped only the ten sefirot of the Rosh of the Parzufim, but not to their Gufim, since these Mochin did not spread from the pair down to their Gufim. Therefore, even after the Mochin de Gadlut, the Gufim remained in Tzimtzum Bet, as during the Katnut. For this reason, all five Parzufim d'Atzilut are considered to have only the level of the ten Sfirot that emerge on a Viyut of Prina Aleph, the level of Zeranpin, Vak, without a Rosh, called the level of Ma. They clothe the level of Ma of the five Parzufim of Ak, that is, from Tabur of the five Parzufim of Ak, downwards.
What do we have in Tzimtzum Aleph? First restriction. Malchut of Ein Sof, which is doing the Zivug, coupling over its desire. You cannot do Zivug not on the desire. Zivug de Aka'ah. There's the difference between the Zivug and the desire. The desire doesn't want to receive the pleasure as it comes in a direct manner. Rather, the desire is a spiritual desire, not like us. It wants to receive pleasure only once it is capable of bestowal, express its bestowal by receiving pleasure. Hence, between the pleasure and the desire, there is the bidding. And between the giver of the pleasure and the form of the intention, there is a zivug. I am in a zivug, in chibur, with the giver, due to the fact that my desire and the pleasure are in contact. There are two things here. Yes, as we are saying, on all transgressions, love should cover. There are also the same game here. We are in collision with him. His pleasure and my desire, I am above it, in a coupling with him, by him giving me, and I want to give him. Hence, it is zivug dehaka, zivug, coupling of bidding. There, between us, there is a hakah, between my desire and his pleasure, and the zivug is above it, between his intention to bestow upon me and my intention to bestow upon him. So, this is in the simple relationships when I have the strength to deal with him, cope with him, desire versus desire. This is how I discovered that it might be possible in some of my desires. And in some of my desires, it is impossible. So all in all, I have the following. After Malchut of Ein Sof, I discovered that I have Osh. I must have Osh. And Toch, it's where I can receive in order to bestow. And I have Sof, where I'm incapable. So what are we doing next? In Osh, I'm planning the zivug dehaka'a, coupling of bidding, of rejection. Here is the masach, and accordingly I'm working. I received as much as I could in the toch. This is what it means, that all my reception, I have shosh, aleph, bet, gimel, dalet, desires to receive. I received from them. It is called galgal ta'ab, sag, ma, and bon. I received. Now I have this portion satiated. I could do it. All right, that's the first nine in me. I received it. Now in the part of the Sof. How much can I receive in the part of Sof? Here's the problem. If I am inserting in here the quality of Bina and Malchut, I include it with a Bina, then I can sanctify the Malchut a bit more, as if insert in here the first nine once more. Furthermore, by the incorporation of Malchut and Bina. And again, I'm working these first nine besides Malchut. So Malchut become the stony heart, and the first nine I can receive. First nine called the worlds of Abiyah, in which, in the incorporation, of course it's from the world of Atzilut eventually, but the world of Biyam, because they are the wrapping for all of man, of Adam's structure. And then I receive. And then I remain only with the stony heart. The stony heart that remains, where I'm not responsible for it. This is the portion in me that I'm incapable of working with otherwise, differently. Rather, I'm only Evan Masu Bonim. I extract it, move it away from the action. These are all the corrections. Now, what did he tell us here? Okay. How am I working in those first nine to scrutinize them and not intensify it? Very simple. Malchut that mingled with Bina. So what is happening? It turns out the following, that if in Tzimtzum Aleph I had a Parzuf, Rosh, Toch, and Sof, 10 Sefirot of Rosh, 10 of Toch, and 10 Sefirot of Sof, Now I'm working only down to the place that I'm capable of working. Only with vessels of bestowal, only where Bina could be. Where could Bina be? Keter Chochma, Bina, up to half the Bina. Below it begins already to be Ziran Pin Malchut, vessels of reception. Start being a hub. And here, it is Gelgal Tandei Naim. So I'm working everywhere, only where I have Keter Chochma Bina, Ziran Pin and Malchut, until half the Bina. Here again, Keter Chochma Bina, Ziran Pin and Malchut, up to half the Bina. Accordingly, I'm working. So in Rosh Toch Sof, I have a portion. I'm working within the Rosh part. I'm working with in Toch and Park. I'm working part. I'm working with in Sof. In those parts, I'm capable of working. In the Achap, I'm incapable of working as if I don't have it. So I'm restricting them. I don't have them, and I'm not working with them. For me, they are. It's like a taboo. I don't touch it. This is the difference between Tzimtzum Bet and Tzimtzum Aleph. First and second restriction. There are such things, such desires, such topics we don't touch. Yes? Such desires that don't give me anything corresponding to these desires, because for me it's beyond anything. I must restrict them. It's forbidden. And this is how we're working. So, what am I gaining from that? In the place where I'm incapable of working in ten sefirot, complete ten sefirot, I'm scrutinizing for myself, first of all, a portion of the desire, a complete portion of the desire. You can say, well, what's the difference between what the calculation I did prior and the calculation I'm performing now? In Tzimtzum Aleph, what calculation have I made? Well, I made a different calculation in Tzimtzum Aleph. First restriction, I had a desire, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Ziranpin, and Malchut, and in every desire, ten sefirot, yes, and in each and every desire, I limited them all together. Let's say 60% I'm working with, and 40% I'm not. Yes? Yes? No. In all the ten sefirot, what's the difference? Galgalta Absak Mabo. That I'm limiting myself in all the ten sefirot. I had the greatest. It was Galgalta, smaller Ab, smaller Sag, then Ma, and smaller Bon. They were all five Patsufim of Ak. The Ak. Were all in ten sefirot. Rosh, Toch, Sof, ten sefirot in everyone, like an adult and a child. There's a Galgalta, smaller Ab, smaller Sag, but it is the same structure, whereby here, in Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, this portion of the Kelim, called Achap, are completely out of action, as if their legs got cut off. Half the goof is not in action, half the Rosh is not in action. Meaning, it's not that I'm considering each and every detail, and half of it is what I'm taking. Let's say, here I have in all these 10 sefirot, yes? I have Tariyag, 613 desires. So I'm using all the 613 desires, yeah? The whole Tariyag desires. And in Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, I have Ramach, Evarim, and Shasa, Gidim, and I'm using only the Ramach, 288. And Shasa, I'm not using. 48. And Shasa, 365, I'm not using. It is, these are forbidden desires. So, meaning I'm cutting half the desires. It's not that in each and every desire I'm doing a border, a boundary, how much more and how much less. Rather, I'm completely part of the goof I'm cutting off. This is the difference between Tzimtzum Bet and Tzimtzum Aleph. They're completely different restrictions. These are limitations as between a small cat and a big cat, or a cat and man. A cat cannot be man. It can grow as a cat to be a big cat. So the difference in Tzimtzum Aleph is that you're moving whichever way you want. In the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, no, you are not using part of your desire at all. Also, I'd like the same opportunity to confuse you a bit more, that usually we are saying that there's opposite values between lights and vessels, and if we are speaking with respect to the vessels, we are saying that in the Kilim of Chabad Chagat, in the lights Chagat Nehi. Yes, you know. So accordingly, I want to say that with respect to Ramach, 248 organs parallel to, corresponding to Gilgal Tainaim, and Chesagidim, 635 is relating to Achab. That you should not do, and this is you should do. And maybe we're speaking the opposite. Yes? We might be speaking the other way around, that if we're speaking about the vessels of reception, so this one is called you should do, and vessels of bestowal is you should not do, according to the nature of the vessels. You grasp the difference? You have a straight mind, not a cunning mind. Well, understand? All right. You said it. So you're straight, and he's the liar. All right. Hear me out. We are saying the following. There are kelim called Ramach Evarim, 248 organs. In them, we are allowed to use. We are allowed to use them. They are called kelim of you should do. What does it mean? You should work. It's permitted. You use those desires in order to bestow. You are permitted. There are kelim called shasa, 365. That's their number or the intensity. It doesn't matter. They're called achab. It is forbidden to use them. Right. They are called you should not do. The definition could be the other way around. You should not do. It is because the nature of the kelim is that you are not vessels of reception, you are vessels of bestowal. And then they are galgal tainaim. The vessels of you should do are vessels of reception. So they are achab. I only want to show you the extent to which those things are relative and not cutting like in this world. This is black, this is a pen, it's a pen. In spirituality, there's no such thing, because all in all, to start with, let's go so that you understand where it derived from. All in all, we have a desire to enjoy. And all the rest of the constructions, structures of these desires and qualities and everything, the light performs in it. Hence, there's nothing in the desire that is clear cut, like black, white, this is solid, this is... It's all with respect to what the light is doing with it. Like with us, it could be, as Bala Salam say, ice, afterwards water, afterwards steam. Three things, or three states, that one elementary desire is going through. But there are different states. So what do we want to say? That just as we're speaking of opposite value lights and vessels, here also, just so we have it clear that there's 248, 365, we can talk about Gilgal Tainaim and Achab and the other way around. Well, just to have it, nevertheless, and be a bit more loosened up about it, so you don't think that maybe I taught you incorrectly or something. All right. 157.
Thus, Parsuf Atik de Atzilut clothes Parsuf Keter Deak from its Tabur Dan and receives its bounty from the level of Mad Parsuf de Keter Deak, which is there. Parsuf Arechanpin de Atzilut clothes Parsuf Ab Deak from Tabur Dan and receives its bounty from the level of Ma De'ab De'ak, which is there. Abba Ve'ima De'atzilut clothed Pertzuf Sag De'ak from Tabur Dan, and received their bounty from the level of Ma De'sag, which is there. Zon of Atzilut clothed Pertzuf Ma and Bon De'ak from Tabur Dan, and received their bounty from the level of Ma of Pertzuf Ma and Bon De'ak. Thus, each of the Partsufim of Atzilut, five Partsufim of Atzilut receives from its corresponding Partsufim Ak, only Vak without a Rosh called the level of Ma. And even though there is Gar in the Roshim of the five Partsufim of Atzilut, only the Mochin that expand from the Peh down into the Egufim, which are merely Vak without a Rosh, are taken into consideration.
Meaning, there can never be in the world of Atzilut what's in the Rosh, well spread in the Guf. Why? Well, let's put it simply. Just the main thing is to understand the principles. That is the main thing. Everything else we will understand from revelation that we will come across. Why? Because we were already in that game. Yes? That we had in the Rosh everything prepared, everything nice and well, then in the Guf there was the breakage, shattering. So now we're doing something else. What's in the Rosh? In the Rosh could be whatever you want. In the Guf there's always Vak. What does Vak mean? Six ends. It's not part of the Rosh. No. Rather, the expansion in the Guf must also be from below upwards in rejection, in a state called Vak. Six ends. Vav Ktzavot. When I reveal only the part of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Naran, from the lights that are available to us in the Rosh, that are in our Rosh. This is how in Atzilut, all the parts of him of Atzilut has a great Rashim, a great Rosh, with strong intensity. And the Guf is small, thin. And that is a consequence of the breaking, that what was in the Rosh spread in the Guf. And here in the Rosh there is, as we say, Ga, it is relative with respect to the Guf, whereby what's in the Guf is called Vak. Is that okay? Yes.
So what you're saying is that actually in the Rosh and in the Tzilut there is a form but there's no...
What?
There is a form, a shape, there's no content. Or is that incorrect?
I don't know where you're taking such words. I'm not familiar with them. I can't tell you.
Meaning I receive a certain message, but it can be only clarified that I've, at the end of that, I've understood it incorrectly.
Is that how it is in the world of Atzilut?
That's how I understand. You say that if I take, when I lower to Vak, I discover other things. That's what I understood now.
I don't know.
That from the Rosh, there aren't the same things lowered.
I'm saying that only a portion of what's in the Rosh spreads in the Guf. And what's in the Rosh is also called from below upwards, as it works in rejection. Accordingly, the body, the Guf also works like that, from below upwards. And what's in the Rosh is only part, a portion of that intensity versus what was there prior, expands in the Guf. But it's not like, as you said, what was it? Knowing, form.
That there is a form, that, but there is no
I don't
no
know
content.
What form you're talking about. I didn't read here those words, so I don't know what you're saying. You're talking about something different, as if you fell from another form. You're a study a student of Mikam, no? All right, Mikam, ask. Let him ask. Pass your teacher the mic. But to the point.
He says here that in Tzimtzum Bet, he does a new Siyum, that Malchut rises to Bina. He does a new ending.
In all Binot. Malchut rises to all the Binot.
Yeah, but later on in Kuf Nun Zayin, he says, in a way that the abundance is received from the degree of Ma, which is above the Tzimtzum. How is that possible?
I don't know.
That's what he writes.
You see, what he writes and what you say, you see, it doesn't work together. What does mean the degree of Ma? Ma means the
Anpin
and Vak. Vak. In every Guf you have no more.
When he is outside of the Rosh, when he came out of the Rosh in Tzimtzum Bet, how does he receive the abundance, the bounty from there? That is the question.
I don't understand you.
I understand that it's like a term. It's
No. I don't understand. Sorry. I'm really sorry, but I really don't understand.
He starts by saying, what's the difference between the first and second restriction?
That's what's in the Rosh. There, in Tzimtzum Aleph, it spreads in the Toch. And here, only Vak spreads in the Toch. But also Vak, we have to understand, every place it's different. Let's say it's a part.
So how does he receive bounty from something that is in lack? What does it mean, receive bounty from something that does not exist?
Toch receive from Rosh. However, there is a mechanism that receive a portion of it in a form that it received from below upwards in rejection. The light spreads from below upwards. There is such time that the light of Chokhmah cannot be received from above down, rather only from below upwards. This is what happens to us after the breaking of the vessels, that we are always only in rejection. This is considered that Malchut raised to Bina, Malchut participate in Bina, Malchut supports the Bina. And we'll move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.